Politicians make a lot of apologies. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Benjamin Ho, associate professor of economics at Vassar College, examines whether these apologies work and if there are consequences either way.
Should politicians apologize? Politicians are notoriously unapologetic, yet there are frequent public calls for their apologies. My research into the economics of apologies began back when the political news of the day was dominated by Bill Clinton's sexual liaisons and Silvio Berlusconi's outrageously populist statements, scandals that are both curiously relevant today. But why is an economic game theorist like me researching apologies? In fact, apologies are crucial to the economy. Any market system depends on relationships, and laws and contracts can only do so much to maintain them. Working relationships depend on trust, and apologies are key to restoring trust. So what about politicians and apologies? Apologies serve as a way for people to signal their trustworthiness after making a mistake. Just like a peacock's tail feathers signal his fitness as a mate, an apology signals that the relationship is worth restoring. My experiments and models show apologies only work as a signal if the costs are high enough. Paradoxically, we want people to apologize, but we also punish those who do. The punishment is key because it makes apologies hard, and that gives apologies meaning. Sometimes the cost of an apology is tangible, like a bouquet of flowers. Other times, it is an acceptance of responsibility. For a politician, the price of an apology is in lost reputation. Psychologist Laura Tiedens designed an experiment where she showed two groups of subjects videos of Bill Clinton talking about Monica Lewinsky. One video showed Clinton apologetic, the other video showed Clinton angry. Subjects who saw apologetic Clinton liked him more. However, subjects who viewed angry Clinton were more likely to vote for him. The apology worked, but it came at the cost of his electability. So should politicians apologize? The answer comes down to properly weighing the costs and benefits. Apologies may increase a candidate's likability, but only at the expense of his or her reputation.
That was Benjamin Ho of Vassar College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.